Welcome back to the Power Hour. Great interview with Dave. I can't say enough about these meters. It's so hard to deal with things that are invisible. You know, you can't touch it or feel it or taste it, but you know it's there and it's bothering you. And with the dirty electricity. So you can check those out at the Power Mall. Another great product, the most revolutionary, life-changing product that we've seen over the 20-so years of the Power Mall is Strauss Heart Drops. Wayne Elliott is obviously a natural health spokesman. He touts the Heart Drops, and it's really affected his life. You know his story. We're going to get into that and so much more. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Great to be with you guys.
Yeah, fantastic. The one of the things you also do, why don't we start here? Because people ask about what else you do. It's very interesting. Not everybody breaks ships or tears down huge destroyers or World War II ships. Explain a little bit about what your day job really is.
Well, it all starts when a ship's owner decides it is of no further use to them and no potential resale to somebody else. We're kind of like the Undertaker, Daniel. Nobody really wants to call us to take what was a ship worth scores of millions of dollars originally and ideally made millions of dollars. Nobody likes to call us. But once the ship's at the end of its life or stranded, wrecked, our company's raised a sunken vessel in British Columbia. They've got it raised, and they're ready to start the task of lifting it on a heavy lift and cutting it with diamond cables lifting it onto the dock. You know, so we get into some different stuff, but our usual work is getting a ship ready for tow. And these days, with the regulations, that means taking out all the loose liquids, all the oils, fuels, hydrocarbons, cleaning the tanks so that in the event of a sinking or a calamity, there's no oil pollution that would just stay on the surface of the water. And securing things, removing all hazardous waste before towing. The exception is PCBs as far as that goes, because the extensive testing required to satisfy oneself, there are no PCBs or there are no more PCBs than detected on a ship. It's illegal to export those anywhere in the world. So we get the ship ready for tow and get fit out for for the tugboats to take the ship and emergency tow lines, emergency boarding gear for emergencies, portable pumps, generators, lights, safety and first aid gear, all of that. And as I say, spare lines or emergency tow lines at each end that can be retrieved easily in a, because it usually doesn't happen when waters and winds are calm when things bust loose. It's in a gale or in a, you know, a heavier sea state. So we have trailing lines so that the tug can pick up the tow line to resume with the tow and not be in harm's way with his own vessel against the ship. So that trails behind the ship. And then we tow them with tugboats, sometimes great distances. We've used submersibles, which the boys are using in British Columbia right now to lift a ship. And we have towed submarines on floating dry docks a long way from Canada's east coast to right into the Great Lakes to our main facility. And then, of course, we abate the rest of the waste, asbestos, which is a dangerous good, not a hazardous waste. Asbestos is generally a big job. All the internal furnishings and finishings and non-metal components and so forth. And then we sexually dismantle the ship, paying attention to its structural integrity and displacement, and it all ends up scrap metal in pieces from 4 foot to 2 foot. But the most dangerous and risky part, we've always said to governments and any clients, is the towing. You have a big vessel that's like a, first of all, it's light ship, so it sits high in the water. It's like a big sail. It is a big sail. And you have these small tugboats with, yes, sufficient horsepower, but small in weight generally compared to the dead ship or the dead vessel they're towing. And there's been a lot of tough stories with towing that I know, with towing ocean rigs around South Africa and so forth. But we've had our own experiences right in the Great Lakes, Daniel. We once had a ship we picked up in Duluth.
Let me interject here a couple questions. I mean, that was quite a description of what the detail that goes into it. Let me ask you a couple questions before we continue. How long does a ship usually last? Let's say they build some destroyer or some big aircraft carrier. How long will that ship be in service?
In freshwater, it's not really infinite, but 100 years is possible in freshwater on the Great Lakes, for example. I've scrapped a ship 100 years old called the Niagara many years ago, built in 1898. And in the ocean in salt water, you know, 30 years is pretty much the max for commercial ships, and sometimes warships are longer, especially in Canada where we can't afford to replace them. But, so the salt water changes the whole game. And of course, as a vessel deteriorates, it's called wastage, rusting, corrosion, it's weaker. So, these vessels go through stringent inspections to be able to carry cargo and souls aboard. And when we get them, they're beyond that. Their certificate, their ticket, as it's called, is expired. And, you know, a ship is generally in the condition that it didn't pay the owners to repair or refit to the extent that it would be approved for carrying cargo again. So they're all weaker when we get them than when they started out, that's for sure.
What? Okay, so now
structural integrity.
You got the ship all torn apart. You got the PCBs, the chemicals. A PCB is how would you describe it? It's kind of like an oily chemical that they use for what? They put it in the oil, they put it in the engine. What is it?
Yeah, polychlorinol,
benzoate, or something like that. Yeah, biphenyls, polychlorinated biphenyls.
Yeah, that's right. It's especially dangerous for the fumes when lit on fire. There are actually studies, one in California, where it's not even harmful to ingest as a liquid, believe it or not, but it's like asbestos. I suppose you could eat it, but you don't want to breathe it in. But anyway, it's like mercury now. PCB can't be exported to another country. They want it to be strictly controlled. But the towing is truly the riskiest part, and of course that's mostly due to potential weather. And we monitor three weather services every hour during a tow, as does the tug captain of the lead tug, if there's only whether there's one tug or a stern tug as well for the tow. So weather's important, and we've got out into some serious weather. We had a tug blew its main engine in the middle of Lake Superior in a gale with 30-foot seas, towing a 600-foot freighter from U.S. Steel.
Wow. And, were you in the freighter or the tug? Wayne, were you?
I wasn't in either one, but there was two. In those days, they did allow riding crew on open lakes. They don't anymore, but they did then. And these two fellas that were riding crew, and they would only be there, Daniel, in case, say, a tow line broke. They're in the best spot to pay out another tow line and rehook the tug. Well, now we have them trailing, and the tug can pick it up easily, but there always was riding crew back then. And these two fellas, they're sitting on this like a corked bottle out in 30-foot seas.
Wow.
Can't really go very far because the waves are going over the deck. And the Coast Guard actually got them both off the ship with 44-foot Coast Guard cutters. These vessels can go upside down. They can turn turtle and they right themselves. They're quite a vessel. They plucked both guys off the pilot ladder one at a time. Neither one of them ever went to sea again, as a matter of fact.
I don't blame them.
The ride in the Coast Guard vessel scared them worse than the riding around on the ship bobbing around. But
all right, hold on. I'm trying to – this is quite a scene. I'm trying to imagine this. So you got this huge 600-foot ship that basically is torn apart. It's just a shell. It's riding up because it doesn't weigh anything, so it's sitting on top of the water. You have 30-foot waves. I mean, I'm already scared, and I'm not even there. You got a tugboat, and then the tugboat goes out. Oh my gosh, this is insane.
Yeah, Gulf Oil Company, one of their tankers rescued the tug and towed it back to the lakehead at Thunder Bay, and another good friend of mine and our marine surveyor, they set out in that storm from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. They set out into Lake Ontario with 30-foot seas and rescued the dead ship. In the meantime, a U.S. Coast Guard gunboat stood by in case it had to sink our ship. If it was going to get into trouble or a menace to navigation, they would have sunk in the lake instead of letting that happen. But so that was, that was one of the experiences. And I'll tell you, what do you do? If you're out there, I guess you might think of your mother and be making deals with the Lord. Because I've been on a ship in those kind of seas, and I'll tell you, they're big ships, Daniel, but it feels like you're in a dinky toy out there in a big, rough,
oh my God,
pool of water, I'll tell you.
I've never, obviously, the movie Perfect Storm, if you've ever seen that movie, audience, that movie's crazy, but 30-foot waves, I mean, what? Have you been in 20, 30-foot wave? What is that like?
I talked to a captain, a fishboat captain, in Nova Scotia that was out in that storm that they made the movie, The Perfect Storm. And I said to him, tell me, Cap, how realistic was the movie? He said, it was real realistic, except right till the end. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, when them fellas were on the surface talking to each other and finding each other, he said, that wouldn't have happened, not in those seas. You get a 60, an 80, a 90-foot wave go over you, just appreciate you're in the water almost 100 feet, and so you're not looking around for buddy. You're dying. He said, that was the only part, but he said, the seas and the waves, he said, yeah, they recorded a 90-some-odd foot wave, and that's...
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. I mean, what do you do?
There's the one
would flip those small vessels over, just turn them turtle.
And, there's the one
unless
scene.
Unless somebody had the power to get over the top, and that's not likely for a 90-foot wave.
Well, that's the one scene is when they're climbing that wave. Wow. It doesn't make me want to go to the pool. It makes me want to stay away from the pool when I see stuff like that.
Well, you know what ships fear is? I mean, ship mariners' fear is. There's a few of them. One is sunken containers just barely submerged below the surface. That can cause a ship a lot of damage. But as far as the weather goes, is a solid wave or a green water wave. There's no air in that wave. And they call these rogue waves. They're more common in the Caribbean, I believe, than anywhere else. Maybe it's from the warm weather. I'm not sure. But when you get a solid water wave hitting a ship, going over the bow of a ship, it's amazing the destruction it can do. And ships, I know the fleet we work with closest, they build devices on the forward end of their ships, on the main deck. And what worked the best in the end was very heavy reinforced steel plate, but with holes in it. They tried a solid one that just knocked that down when they had such an incident, but put holes in it to aerate the wave and do less damage to the ship. They can fold up big hatch covers that weigh 20 tons. Just fold them up like you crumple up a piece of paper. You get a wave landing on that. So yeah, that would be the big fear. Fire at sea is the biggest fear because you're surrounded by water and most often people die. But that aside, these rogue waves, my goodness, I mean, takes your breath away, doesn't it, when you watch that movie?
You got me. I'm right back in that scene watching. I've never been on, rough waves out in the water, thank goodness, but I can only imagine what goes through the helplessness, the smallness that you feel at that moment. I mean, it makes you think of the Bible, Jesus on the sea and, how scared they were. And then he walks on water and then calms the waves. What a big deal that is.
Yeah. And Mother Nature, we all know you can't beat her if she decides she's going to do something. So it's, I love the water. I really, truly do. I always want to be looking at it. I work looking at it from home and from here. But I've got no desire to cross an ocean, to tell you the truth, Daniel. Lots of people do, but I really don't have any desire to do that. Weather can change in a moment. There's stories. I knew people that worked for this wooden cruise ship line, but they were wooden galleons, and my parents went on them several times, And their flagship was lost in a hurricane off Belize when they dropped the passengers off as they were supposed to do. They did not take new passengers on, and just the captain and chief and cook and I think one other went and to try and outrun the storm because Belize had no protected harbor or hurricane hole. And the weatherman was wrong. You know, the predictions were that that hurricane was going to swing east, and it swung west, and they were right into it. And the next day, of course, they found pieces of the wooden galleon broke up.
Oh,
my gosh. The weather, the wind that was measured when the coordinates that they were at, and they radioed in that the waves were just tremendous, and before they lost their mast, the U.S. plane that does that flies into hurricanes to measure wind and so forth. They claimed that where that ship was at that moment, the winds were 220 miles an hour. As far as I know, water will cut you at that speed. So it's something else, isn't it?
Wow. Well, let's that's quite, I don't know where to leave this, but that, I guess we're going to leave it there. Let's leave the water, and get to, health and natural health. We got about, I don't know, five or six minutes before the break. Wow, you got, my breath is still taken away from these water stories. Let's talk about.
Sometimes I do too, Daniel. I'll lose my breath for a second when I think of some of the times I've been right there, but, thank goodness, touch wood, nothing terrible happened with us, and I do prefer closer to the shoreline. But, yeah, we'll talk about staying healthy otherwise.
Yeah, let's talk about the new product. Obviously, your story, we got new listeners. We'll have you tell your story a little later. But kidney formula, CardioCom, new products. I am stunned. When, you know, Jim Strauss, who you knew, Peter Strauss, who's still alive, Jim was his father. We're talking 200- and 300-year-old recipes. That alone boggles my mind. Explain this. Explain the new products and why should we even pay attention to this?
Yeah, well, these two originals, these two original formulas, the kidney blood pressure and the CardioCom, they are approximately 300-year-old formulas and brought down by the Strauss family, passed down rather, and Jim being the seventh generation of his family. He was, of course, familiar, and back when I was involved with them 20 years ago, they made these and other formulas. I took them both the kidney blood pressure, pardon me, for what the doctor said was high blood pressure, and that was the days where 140 over 80 was considered okay. Now they like it to be 120 over 60. All I know is a lot of people went on medications that day when they lowered those numbers.
Did Jim have any comment about that?
I was high back in the 140 over 80 days. I took this formula for 3 months, Daniel. Like they say, I don't know at what point my blood pressure dropped to good, but by the time I was done the 3 months and went for another blood test, blood pressure check at the doctor, it was lowered. It was great. So at some point in 3 months, this formula lowered my blood pressure. My friend Joe, he was, just like with the CardioCom, he was longer. He was in very poor health. His was 5 months. And that was, of course, in conjunction with the Strauss heart drops that shrunk his enlarged heart. And this kidney formula, because he had a tumor on his kidney and high blood pressure. And he was made better with both those with the kidney formula. It kills bacteria in the kidney, the formula does, Daniel, is the big thing that this formula does. And it turns out that bacteria, which makes sense, I guess, can cause us high blood pressure and other issues. So it's a great formula. I'm taking it again now. I got my order in, Daniel. I got 3 bottles of each. The CardioCom, which I took 19 years ago for my heart arrhythmia. And I have not got heart arrhythmia back, but I figure prevention being worth a pound of cure, I am doing both the CardioCom and the kidney. Again, I'm going to do them. I'm going to do the 3 bottles, and I'm going to see if there's any improvement. My blood work was perfect before. I had it done in December. I'm going to see if there's any difference after 3 months on these, but I'll know that, you know, I'll just feel better that I've done it, Daniel, and I'm not expecting my arrhythmia, my irregular heartbeat to come back either. and I'm not expecting blood pressure issues. So I don't want them. I don't want them. So that's why I'm taking these formulas again. And I think it's a great idea for anyone interested to do the same.
You're a little...
themselves.
Wayne, can you hear me?
Go wrong with your medications. There's no contraindications.
Wayne, can you hear me?
As far as that goes, yes.
Can you hear me? I don't know if your mouth is moving or something, but you're moving over the microphone of the phone, and it's going in and out. Okay, a little difficult to hear you.
So sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. We got a break here in about a minute or so. Let me ask you quickly before we do. Jim Strauss, did you know him when that number changed, the 140 over 80 down to 120, whatever? Did you know him? Did he comment on that number changing?
Yes, it was his comment I stole. I said, what do you think of that, Jim? For years they thought 140 over 80. And he said, I think millions of people will be given blood pressure prescriptions now. And that's all he said about it. That's all
he said.
I mean, it was true, though, right, Daniel? Oh, my
God,
all of a sudden my blood pressure's high.
Right, I was fine before. Oh, but now I'm about to die. I better get a pill. For 20 years I was fine, but all of a sudden I'm not anymore.
But, you know, they've scared people, Daniel. You met my friend Jim. He's real conscious. You know, they've got people scared about it, that's for sure. And really, who knows the 140 over 80 wasn't a correct average blood pressure. And I've always found it odd, Daniel, that they'd expect my mom, God bless her, she's gone now, but in her 86th or 7th year, would they really expect hers to be the same as her grandson, the football player?
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You know, it seems very arbitrary to think that there's one number for everybody. That doesn't make sense to me.
Right, it's like one weight for everybody, right?
Yeah, well, there's the music. We'll be back on the other side more on this interesting topic with the man himself, Wayne Elliott. We're not doctors. This is not medical advice. That's our disclaimer. Please see a doctor in any. These are serious situations, so please consult your doctor. We'll be back. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877 877-
817-9829. Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is the Heart Month, I guess because of Valentine's Day. You know, so they made February Heart Month. Makes sense. Our hearts are source of energy, the seat of divinity, really. People think the heart is our energy. Certainly, what's that picture they take, Corellian photography? The corona, anyway, the heart, energy resonates from your heart. And that's why this is so serious. Blood pressure, all this. Strauss products, the Strauss heart drops, we have those on sale. Now this kidney support and the cardio calm. We have the three bottles. They're all on sale. 15% off. This is a huge, you're not going to see this again. I mean, Wayne's here. He'll tell you. I'm sure from his experience and knowing the people over at, Strauss, you're not going to see this. This is an introductory offer. These formulas are being reintroduced. These are three-century-old formulas. You don't think they work? It's experience, time, and centuries tell us that they do. The kidney blood pressure formula, the average person from the experience, this is not medical advice, the average person needs three bottles to really treat and cleanse and really rejuvenate their kidneys. Blood pressure has a lot to do with kidneys and your heart. So we've got two things. CardioCom, arrhythmia is one of the hardest things for doctors to deal with. That's why pacemakers come about, arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats, those kind of things. CardioCom has been shown that over 3 centuries, I can't get over that. I mean, it just boggles my mind. This is 3-century-old formulas. People have had a lot of success with this. Does that mean everybody's going to have that kind of success? No, it doesn't. But a lot of people have had success with this, and they should look to this. And maybe take a look. And because a lot of people for a lot of centuries have changed their life with Strauss products. These are the most revolutionary things we have on sale over at the Power Mall. The heart drops, the CardioCom, and the kidney blood pressure support all on sale this month. 15% off if you buy all of them. We got the also the Helon. The Helon is on sale. The Lamb Cream is there. The Stetzer meters. We just had the interview with Dave Stetzer. The EMF, the radiation you're being bathed with, science is telling us definitively, Dave referenced some of those studies. I don't care what your cell phone company tells you. I don't care what your power company tells you. Science, people researching are telling you the EMFs that you are being bathed in affects your health. So again, it's the same question like the different vitamins. If you don't get them here, where are you going to get them? If you don't stop or mitigate these forces on you with these Stetzer meters, How are you going to do it? Because it is affecting you. The Russian scientists have done loads of research on this and know it's. How are you going to deal with it? That is the question you should ask. Of course, coronavirus, I don't know what's going to happen with this. I think people should be prepared anyway. You obviously have bought a lot of this, the oregano, the oregaresp, the silver is the Optavita Super Silver. Is very important. The silver lozenges are great. The Purely C, a GMO-free Purely C. Dr. Rogers has looked at it. It's fantastic. Chagamax, vitamin D3, exceptionally important. Pro-magnesium, the zinc, selenium from Grown by Nature, and the other different sources that we have. The full-spectrum vitamin E from Good Health Naturally and Grown by Nature are exceptional. The phosphatidylcholine for your cell membranes. You know, it's all about energy. Energy resonates from your heart. All your cells vibrate to certain frequencies. That's why the EMF is so dangerous and important to address, because your cells literally vibrate to energy and to frequency. And when you interfere with them, they do not vibrate the same. They do not replicate the same. And your functions of your body are not the same. Science has proven this. All these things work together, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Power Hour so that you are empowered. I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. And I want you free, just as God intends you to be. And a big part of this is health. And if you haven't noticed, just because somebody has a white coat and a stethoscope wrapped around their neck, they're not necessarily telling you what's best for you or in your best interest. Or they have other fiduciary responsibilities that maybe compete with your physical well-being. Just maybe, right? Just maybe. So then where does that leave you? It leaves it on you. And so that's why we're here. That's why we have the guests. That's why we have Wayne Elliott. They're all at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Take advantage of the specials. Where else can you buy a three-century-old formula? I guess butter. I guess butter is older than is an older formula than the kidney blood pressure. I guess that's older than three centuries. Other than that, where can you get a 3-century-old formula? There you go. Anyway, thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the Vitamir toothpaste and toothbrush and the Silver Shield deodorant on the way out. Getting back to Wayne, we got a caller. Wayne, we got a caller. You want to go to the caller now, or did you want to make a comment about that? Okay, we'll go to him now.
No, we'll come back to it.
Okay, let's do it. Daniel, New Jersey, welcome to the Power Hour. What's on your mind, Daniel?
Hi, I have been taking Strauss Heart Drops for over a decade, and I am well familiar with its ingredients, but I want to know, what are the ingredients in the CardioCom and in your kidney formula?
Great question. Right in front of me have a label. Wayne,
I have my bottle of the CardioCom right here. The kidney I have was from their test run, so I don't have the list, but I will have shortly. There's some of that coming to me, but I am taking them both again now. The CardioCom says, let's see, European mistletoe leaf, hawthorn fruit, hawthorn leaf and flower, skullcap ariel, cayenne fruit, Indian sarsaparilla root, and peppermint leaf for flavoring. That's the ingredients. So they're all natural herbs, all the same herbs that were always in the formula about 20 years ago when I was involved and was handling these products as well. But they're just so effective, and I think it's important that we do emphasize to folks these are treatments. They're not a supplement that you take, you know, every day for the rest of your life. The Strauss Heart Drops, I believe diabetics are best too. I'll never stop because I was prone to clogging and I don't want to get into the situation I was in. I'd just as soon keep clear and keep full blood flow. But the CardioCom, the kidney, Strauss told me they're coming out with bladder and prostate formulas. They were great formulas when we had them earlier, years ago. Well, these also are originals and these work.
I have one more question. I do have a bottle of your Strauss prostate formula from several years ago that I used about half of. And is this the same formula as you're now coming out, will be coming out with for the prostate?
Yes, only in a liquid formula as opposed to the capsules that you must have.
No, I have liquid.
Well, you do. Okay.
Yeah, and do you think it's still good to use after all this time?
I don't know how long ago you opened it, but I'll tell you one thing that they did, and I don't know why. They added at one point, this was a trial, they actually added heart drops to the CardioCalm years ago and then stopped doing that and just stuck with the original formula because that was the best. I don't really know what the thinking was, so I couldn't say for sure you didn't have a bottle of that.
It is liquid, 8.5 ounce herbal supplement prostate support. I have the bottle in my hand.
What, hey Wayne? What is? Do you have any idea? That I think that belies a great question. The shelf life of this, I'd have to imagine Strauss heart drops. These kind of things are very shelf stable. I would imagine.
They are, but we were always obliged by Health Canada to say 5 years. You know, theoretically, a dry herb in a capsule with a sealed bottle is good forever, as is a liquid tincture like the heart drops with the fruit alcohol as a preservative. But once it's opened, and just the fact, as a matter of fact, for you to have those, they haven't made those in over 5 years now, so I would suggest you don't use the rest of that, and would encourage you to try a treatment of the original formula, the kidney and the cardio, or one or the other. I'm glad to hear you're taking heart drops for so long. That's just a smart thing to do. So,
how is that? How, you know, you've taken heart drops for a long time. What have you noticed on that? I mean, maybe after 10 years, you don't. It's hard to notice a difference. But what has that been like? 10 years on heart drops.
Well, I haven't had any problem that I'm aware of with clogged arteries, but I did notice about 6 months ago that I was having trouble controlling my blood pressure, even though I'm on an ACE inhibitor, and I found I had to cut back from once a day to maybe once a week to be on the safe side, and my blood pressure is back into normal ranges now.
That's very interesting. I'd be trying the kidney blood pressure myself, Daniel. I am using it again. It fixed me once years ago, but I might suggest you try that because it truly makes no sense to me that you would need to take less Strauss heart drops because of your blood pressure. In fact, if your heart was the cause of your high blood pressure, Strauss heart drops are shown to lower it. So
yeah,
it tells me really that the kidneys are probably more likely your issue. That was my issue, was the left kidney, actually. And that's what I'd recommend to you. I'm sorry to hear you're taking the Strauss heart drops so infrequently now.
All right. Thank you for the advice. I appreciate talking with both
of you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much for the call, Daniel. There you go. Those are great questions.
Yeah, it's good to hear from people like Daniel, because I've been saying for years that, you know, we try and look out for our well-being otherwise, our economic well-being, our financial well-being. We've all got to, you know, keep track and watch ourselves. Well, since health is truly the most important thing to us, I just tell people all the time, for goodness sakes, use your God-given common sense and be a part at least of your health decisions. I used to, years and years ago, Daniel, get so tired of hearing, my doctor made me. My doctor made me take this. My doctor made me do that. And I heard it so much, to some people I'd say, what did he do? Did he tie you down and stick it in one of your holes, or what did he do? You said he made you. And, something in Canada back then, 20 years ago, some doctors, not all, of course, but people would tell me their doctors threatened to fire them if they didn't do exactly as they were told. And I told each one of them, if I was you, I'd report those doctors, because they took an oath, and, it involves not harming you, and they should at least be open to having a conversation with you. So, you know, being fired by your doctor, my goodness, you know, we're given a bit of common sense, most of us, and I think it should be a part of our consciousness, Daniel, of what we're doing. Be a part of it.
I, you know, it's when I was little, You know, when I'm playing with my friends or whatever, you know, my friend made me do this, or my friend made me mad, or what, you know, my mother or my father used to tell me, nobody can make you mad. You know, it's like, well, okay, where do I go with this? That kind of shut me down. I guess you're right. Are you that helpless?
I used to try to get out of that trouble that way too, but it never worked with my dad. He said, if he told you to jump off the bridge, would you? And then I get the kick in the behind.
Here's the ingredients for the kidney formula. Catherine just texted them to me. Extracts of juniper, goldenrod, yuva yursi, marshmallow root, ginger root, parsley leaf, gravel root, horsetail, nettle leaf, golden seal, lobelia leaf, and cayenne fruit. And then some other ingredients like glycerine, spearmint flavor, and water that's also included in it. So I am fascinated to no end about the how many centuries. I don't know. I've said this about 10 times today. It just boggles my mind that this is a 3-century-old formula. Talk about the kidneys and talk about, I mean, 3 centuries ago, it almost seems like, did they even understand kidneys? I mean, what was going on that they were so far ahead of medicine? Because these herbalists were way ahead of the doctors of the time.
Well, that's how they made their living back then, too. Jim told me that they would, even him, when he was young, he would make some medicine, and some people would bring him a soup or a piece of bacon, you know, or something else, some potatoes. And it's basically how Jim kept himself, was making medicine for others and just trading whatever they had. He said, I liked the good soup, the pork one that had an inch of fat on top when it got cold. You know, so he said, no wonder his arteries clogged. But what amazes me, you know, we all have a list of people we wish we could bring back to be with us again, no doubt. But of all the non-family, and geez, he was like family to me, but I'd sure like to bring him back. But you know who I'd really love to talk to, Daniel? That first generation that came up with this. That's who I'd like to talk to.
Yeah.
300 years ago, just how did you decide this was for heart, this was for lungs, and how did you develop your taste buds to develop this craft? I mean, unbelievable to me.
What would if Jim was here, what do you think he would say about the medical environment in Canada, America?
He'd be afraid. He'd be afraid. The genetic modification, he said, is along with chemicals, the major cause of cancer. And, you know, to him it was madness when chlorine went in drinking water and, of course, cloning animals, he said was madness. They will make monsters. That's a direct quote. And there was an application or more than one to Health Canada those years ago to clone animals for our food. And he and I were traveling in the car, and they had this news announcement. And I said to Jim, what do you think of that? And he didn't answer. And I said, did you hear with the radio? What do you think of that? He said, yeah. And he yelled out, yes, they'll make monsters. To him, it was just absolute madness that anyone is going to try and duplicate nature, because you can't. Nature doesn't even duplicate itself. Doesn't
We've
create
seen that.
Identical things.
We've seen that with the salmon. There's a big argument. What is the deal? Who is driving? I guess corporations are driving it, because now they can have the patent on seeds or the patent on some salmon fish, and now is a genetically modified fish. I mean, it's like they're just hell bent 100 miles an hour straight forward on these things, not even stopping at all to consider any of the residual effects here.
It's all based, Daniel, as far as I know and can understand, on the fact that we can't feed the world's large population.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Because I don't. I don't believe that. Do you?
No, because in this part of the world, we overeat, so we could all probably do with a third of what we actually take in. And so I'm not sure I believe it, but at the rate we eat animals, you know, and they consume so much produce, grains, and create so much gas, you know, that could be an issue. But anyway, I think we'd be better off to take half less food, all of us, than take fake food. It's as simple as that. You can't duplicate nature. Nature doesn't duplicate itself. No two snowflakes, men or giraffes, are alike, not identical. Mm. And yet, here's what we're doing with our foods. And
well, there's
I don't
so
know.
Many.
I think it's a joke to call them foods. These bananas, the world's favorite fruit, have not been real bananas for a long time. Every day I open one. Every day I throw it in the garbage. I keep trying organic and hoping to find a real banana, but they don't exist.
There's so many parts of this world that, you know, I hear that argument, well, we just don't have enough food. Well, there's so many parts in Africa, they're warring every day. In South America, you know, there's wars every day, war torn. How in the world, you can't grow food when you're having war. So, to say that, oh, we can't feed them. No. Stop killing each other. Take a break for a second and maybe plant some non-GMO corn for a second, and I think you can feed yourself fine. I mean, we've invested so much in these parts of the world in warfare that we haven't invested in infrastructure or just living. That's what I see.
Just imagine, Daniel, you could have high-rise growing operations, you know. You could do anything with money, but you're right. As long as we choose to spend it as we are, I guess we don't have the money for that, a sensible thing like feeding ourselves. They know the world's growing population, but what are they doing? They're just more GMO foods, Daniel. And they're weak, and they have their own challenges, the GMO products of foods do, because they have no immune system of their own, no seeds, they can't reproduce themselves, therefore they have a very weak immune system. People eat these fruits and vegetables, our immune system's weakened because we're not getting natural fruits and vegetables, we're getting man-made. And Jim Stroh's always said they have to be missing
We got about 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's talk about the kidneys. What do the kidneys do, and how does this formula affect it? Let's talk about kidneys and blood pressure. Why is blood pressure related to kidneys?
Well, kidneys, among other things, are like big filters, and they certainly are serious, highly important organs, right? When folks' kidneys fail and can no longer cleanse the blood, they have to go on the kidney dialysis, and that's a life changer. The kidney is also one of the slower parts of our body to accept help, to accept medication, to accept food, along with the bladder and the prostate. There are three areas. I don't know why. So it's important to be diligent when you're taking something. You know, say even some of your prescriptions might say don't skip a pill or, you know, don't miss one. And often that's why. But, if our kidneys, I mean, you often hear, Daniel, that's one of the things that fails people as they're on their way out, that's a major thing where everyone knows the person's a goner is their kidneys fail. So very important. We can't do without any of our organs, including our skin. And this is just a great, I'd almost call it a reconditioner for the kidneys, Daniel, is really what I'd say. If you clean that kidney out, kill all the bacteria and get it out, I guess you have a refit kidney, like doing all the service work to your furnace or your car.
That makes sense to me, because I've done liver cleanses and I know how valuable and the different, how you feel about that and the relationship between food, your food addiction. You know, you go on one of these 7-day cleanses, you'll feel how addictive your candida is to a donut. I mean, you'll feel like you're about ready to rip your arm out for a donut sometimes, because you go through those waves of whatever as you're detoxing. And so I can totally get the analogy you're making about these kidneys. I'm going to do this. I don't have any problems or what have you per se, but I'm going to do this because, you know, I'm to the age. Why would I wait till I do have a problem? No question, all the foods we eat, the chemicals we eat, the blah blah blah. No question, it's affected me. I'm sure. Why wouldn't I change my filter? It just makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it, Daniel. Like I said, the CardioCalm and the kidney blood pressure worked so well for me a long, long time ago. I don't want to have these things again. I don't want an irregular heartbeat or my kidneys giving me high blood pressure. So I guess I'm taking these next three bottles of each for prevention, but I feel good. I'm glad I'm taking them. I couldn't wait for them to get out. I think I'm real lucky that, you know, that I still don't have those issues after all the years of taking these products, Daniel.
I'll tell you a quick story. So one of my friends, he was having heart trouble. He's upwards 70 years old. He, you know, I talked to him about the heart drops, whatever, having heart problems. And I said, okay, let's get you some heart drops. He got started taking some heart drops. He went to his doctor. He almost had a full blown heart attack, and he had been taking the heart drops for, you know, barely any time. And the thought came to me is, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, if he wouldn't have been taking those heart drops, he would have had a full blown heart attack. That's what came to my mind. And is that crazy, or is that, I mean, I just feel that, I just totally, I felt it.
I believe that with all my heart, Daniel, and every drop does work. I remember one of the best men I ever worked with. His grandson is our CFO now at our family group of companies. But old Bert, he had blue gray lips. He'd had a heart attack. He retired 5 years earlier. One bottle of heart drops, 2 months. His lips weren't gray blue anymore. He came back to work for 10 years, Daniel, and only took one more bottle. His doctor was so against it. But God love Bert, he worked another 10 years.
Wow. His doctor's so against it. Wow. It stuns me. It stuns me how resistant they are to things like this. Anyway, Wayne, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Next week, I won't be here on one of the days. We're going to have a replay of you. And then the next week, we'll have you back on talking about chips and health and kidneys and CardioCom and the whole deal. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on.
Always my pleasure. Thanks, Daniel.
God bless you. There he goes. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you. James McCanney tomorrow. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. Thank you, Todd.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.